Good afternoon, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are so glad you're joining us wherever you are in this big globe today. And, you know, with our affiliation with Starcom Media Network that we joined back in January of this year, many different people across the nation in different cities and now in several countries are able to hear these broadcasts. So welcome whoever you are, wherever you are. And we are excited about this day as always. This is a radio team, I tell you. I am so grateful for every one of them. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. My associate pastor is Pastor Jim Ellsbury. Hey, Pastor Jim.
Hey, Pastor.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am great. And I am so excited about this show today with you and Nan. And you know, God is so good, isn't he?
Amen.
And we just love doing the show. We are in, well, actually, we're in our ninth year. That's it. Yeah, we're in our ninth year. Just finished 14 years as a ministry, starting our 15th year in the ministry, which is exciting. And we just never get tired of coming on the air every Sunday afternoon in the Tampa Bay area. We are live at 3 o'clock Eastern Time on 1340 AM. It's also on the internet at www.tantalk1340.com if you want to listen live. Also, we've got video going on of you two in there in the studio. And some may say, well, where are you, Pastor Marcia? Well, I am right here in the control room, running the show from in here at this big, beautiful board. So that's something I love to do. And I am grateful that I am able to do that for our Sunday afternoon show. And Nan and Pastor Jim, this is going to be a wonderful show today. We are on an amazing topic. It's all about peace. Not that anybody needs any of that, right, Pastor Jim?
Oh, please. Every hour of every day. And I know for me, I function so much better when I'm at peace, you know, when I'm at peace, of course, primarily with God, but also just, you know, at peace, because that's restful. That's a good grounded place.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a place of wholeness.
Right.
And I tend to function a whole lot better when I'm at peace than when I'm all stressed and chaotic and crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've been in this series about peace, and I don't know, I just love teaching about it, because every time I teach about it, it seems I learn something more, you know, all about walking in God's peace. And so today we've got some great things we're going to talk about and how it applies to our individual lives. And so often I feel like that people think that, you know, I've been in the same circumstances I've been in forever. I don't seem to ever get out of them. I don't see any hope. And we're going to address that today, Pastor Jim and Nan. And by the way, hi, Nan.
Hi, Pastor.
She's getting herself all set up in there,
yes,
in the studio and getting ready to roll here for a great show. And so we're going to address that today, all about how you can actually really walk in peace. What does that mean? And we're going to have a great, lively discussion, teaching the word, great contemporary music. And we want to begin the show with a shout out to our dear Betty, who is part of our radio team, and her daughter Megan. And Megan was actually supposed to be on the show today, but she is taking care of Mama. And Mama Betty is home, and after about almost 2 weeks, I guess it's been, hasn't it, Pastor Jim?
Yeah, it has been.
You want to amplify and tell our audience what happened to her and what's going on?
Well, Betty had all sorts of heart issues, mm-hmm, and ended up having open heart surgery,
mm-hmm,
and went home, and then went back in the hospital, and now is back home again, and we're just praising God for that.
Oh, absolutely we are. And yes, she had a triple bypass about 10 days ago. So there's the recovery time. I know she's listening today. I just spoke with her, Betty. So glad that you are on the mend and that God is your healer. And oh, how he has worked in your life and in the lives of your family members is just fantastic. And so we just really are grateful that you're able to listen today, Betty. Megan, shout out to you for all the wonderful care of your mom, your husband, Ben, and of course, your dad, Betty's husband, Joe. And to every one of you, we just want you to know that we are so glad you're doing better. And it's exciting to know that God is our healer even today, not just years ago, but today he is, isn't he, Nan?
Yeah, I wanted to say something about Megan also. We know Megan, we know her life.
Yes.
And she's been involved with, you know, the teachings the last few weeks on prevailing peace. And
yes.
I know that Megan has been walking in that.
Yes.
I mean, I know that.
Right.
I mean, I haven't discussed it with her, but I know that just because that's a caliber of a person that she is. In the midst of all that was happening, she still had the peace of God.
Right.
Prevailing peace within her life as she was dealing with all that she had to. And she had her hands full. And still does, but, you know.
But, you know, the good news with all this is that when we're in the midst of these trials that come, sometimes clear out of the clear blue, you know, we don't even know where that thing came from. But when we're in the midst of these, we have an opportunity to prove God faithful to his promises and to his word, Pastor Jim. Don't you think? Over and over again, God allows us that opportunity.
Amen. And it's actually, as I was actually driving here, I was listening to the Joy FM, and they had who was it? Not Charles Swindoll, one of them, on talking about, you know, some people were talking about, for example, Romans 8:28.
Yes.
And the question was, wasn't that cruel to tell people that verse? And yet
let's tell people what that verse is.
That verse is, God causes all things to work together for the good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose.
All things work together for good, yes.
And the speaker made such a great point in that it shows God's faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the midst of our own trials,
right?
God is faithful. He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
He'll be there in the midst of whatever junk is going on,
mm-hmm,
to see us through.
Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. And that goes right along with what we're going to talk about today. Lord God, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity today that you've given us. It's a wonderful, wonderful blessing to us at Beacon of Hope to have this opportunity to share your word with those that need it and will listen to it around the globe today or later on our website. Lord, we ask that you bless every single listener, that they would just feel your presence in a mighty way, that they would know that you care about the details of their lives, and that they would, from this moment on, be more committed to become all that you would have them become, and to appropriate this peace that we're talking about today. Let this be a life-changing moment in so many lives around this globe today. Lord, we give you the glory and the praise for that. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to start this show today, because of what we just said, with the song, God Will Make a Way Where There Seems to Be No Way. Because there's times we feel like there's no way I can arrive at that peace, no way I can walk in joy when I'm going through all these trials, no way I can rest in God when I am so agitated and upset. Listen to these words and let it encourage you.
Oh, God will make a way. strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way.
Praise God. He will make a way with love and strength for each new day. I don't know about y'all out there listening land, but I need love and strength. I need his peace every day. I believe we all do. And with love and strength for each new day. So no matter what you're going through today, God is right here and he will make a way. Let that song resonate deep within you. Nan, did God give you a poem during that song? I saw you typing away in there in the studio.
He did.
All right. Talk to us.
And of course, it's entitled, I Will Make the Way.
I Will Make the Way. Yeah. Really? And people, this is not planned ahead of time. This is God does this on the spot as we're right here live. Go ahead.
I will make a way for you, precious child, when there seems to be no way at all. Simply look to me with much trust upon my name you need to call. Whisper the name of my son, Jesus. You will sense his presence within. You will be able to make it on your path. So of this new thinking, now begin. Mm-hmm. I have so many things in store for you. I will make the way. You will be able to see. So cry out to me, believing that you'll receive. Where you find yourself, you will be free.
Oh, very good. Cry out to me and believe you're going to receive this peace. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that. Go ahead. Did you want to comment on that?
Well, I did. You know, everyone is at different levels in the Lord.
Yes,
and
sure.
Some maybe listening don't even know Jesus as their Savior, and
right.
Others have been in church for 30 years and been there every Sunday and Wednesday
right.
night. So, you know, there's a wide variety of people. And we're all at different levels, but wherever we are, we can just call out the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He does minister that peace to us, and we can all sense it regardless of how long you've been in churches. You know, he is there. He's no respecter of persons. He is there. He does give the peace.
He does.
And, you know, all three of us can attest to
yes.
times in our lives when he has given us peace.
Yes.
That passes, as his word says, all understanding.
All the time.
All the time.
It's
there.
A daily thing. There's days that we find ourselves with anxious thoughts. There are days that we find ourselves upset about things. We're going to start today in Psalm 34 because God just said to do that. So that's why we're doing it.
Well, okay then.
All righty then. We're going to follow what he said to do. This is actually one of my favorite psalms. And, written by David, the wonderful psalmist. And in the NIV, it starts out, I will extol. And the New American Standard says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, you know, when it comes to praising God and blessing God at all times, there are times that we don't feel like it. And as a result, when we don't feel like praising God, we find it hard to find peace. Peace with God, peace with ourselves, peace with others, which is what we're going to talk about today. David understood that concept, and he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I love the I will there. I just love that. It's an intention, isn't it, Pastor Jim? It's intentionality. It's not I might when I feel like it.
Yeah, it's I'm going to, regardless of the circumstances. And if you look... up above, most of the Bibles will tell you, for some of David's Psalms, it tells you kind of the circumstances.
Exactly, yeah.
And this is when he feigned or faked madness before Abimelech,
yeah.
who drove him away and he departed. So, you know, the background is David had faked being crazy to get in good with the enemy.
Right.
With the Philistines
mm-hmm.
and the men of Gaza. And then, you know, Abimelech drove him away from his presence because his commanders had told him to. And even in the midst of this, because David was still fleeing from Saul at this point,
right?
He said, I will, no matter what the circumstances, no matter how crazy it is, I choose to bless God at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
It's a choice, isn't it?
It is a choice.
We've talked about that a lot, about choosing to praise him regardless of what's going on. We've talked about that theme probably our whole 9 years on this radio station. We mention it a lot. But when especially it's important when things are not going great. I mean, when they're going great, yeah, a lot of times we're too busy and too everything's fine, so we don't take time to praise God. But especially, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. Now, you know, there's no magic formula. That's not what this is. This is a way of life. Acknowledging your Creator as the one who needs to be and wants to be praised and acknowledged for everything He's doing in you, you know?
Well, and that goes, Paul echoes that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He says, rejoice evermore, in everything give thanks. Not
yes.
for everything, you know,
yeah.
but in the midst of your circumstances, give thanks, because that, at least what I've found is when you have an attitude of praise and an attitude of thanksgiving, it releases God to work in that situation.
Right.
It takes your eyes off the woes that are
right.
going on.
yeah.
And you begin to see God's working behind the scenes
yes.
in all this.
Yes.
You know, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
You know, we can, we don't have to be bogged down. Because it gets our eyes off the problems and back on the one who's the problem solver.
Oh, amen. And audience out there, wherever you are, know that this is such an important concept to learning to walk in the peace of God. It's acknowledging His greatness, acknowledging that He has an answer when you probably don't. He's got a, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. That song that we just played is so right on when it comes to the trials and the problems we all encounter. Nan, do you want to talk about this?
You know, it's just to reiterate, sometimes it takes a lot of effort and it's hard to do that. You know, when you're going through.
Why is it hard?
Well, I think we kind of get caught up in what is happening. Of course, it can be very engulfing, difficult situations, whatever they are. And it's kind of like human nature stay focused on that because
right.
we're having to deal with it or we're facing it. Praising God doesn't mean you don't still have to deal with it and face it. You still
right.
have to deal with whatever you're going
Good
through.
Good point.
However, you can have prevailing peace as you praise Him.
Yes.
As that song said, He will make a way.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I can look and reflect back on times in my life that I look back now and I can see how He made the way. At the time, it looked pretty grim. It looked pretty bad. It looked pretty challenging. It looked
right.
pretty bad. I mean, you know, but yet He made a way.
Absolutely.
And it came as a result of praising His name. And, you know, if the listeners can just grasp this concept, it will be life-changing.
Life-changing. But, you know, it's a lot about where do we put our attention? Where do we put our focus?
Right.
Where do we have our mind? What's it dwelling on, you know? Is our mind dwelling on the problem, the awful set of circumstances, the no hope situation we may be in and feel like there's no hope? Is our mind staying there? Are you waking up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep because all you can think about are the what ifs? What if this happens and then that happens and then that happens and then that happens? The devil is so a pro at waking you up and trying to throw all the what ifs at you. Does anybody know what I'm talking about here?
Amen.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. So when it happens, we can lay there and be miserable. Or this can happen in the middle of the day. It doesn't have to be in the middle of the night. We can lay there and be miserable. We can lay there and be worried sick. Worried sick.
Literally. Yeah,
really. Absolutely. My mother used to use that phrase. I've just been worried sick about. And, you know, really, when you think about that, that is what happens. When worry is running your thought life, you become sick. You really do.
I can reflect back, and you know what I'm talking about because I've shared with you, Pastor, but I reflect back a work situation about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like things were going to be really bad with the situation
mm-hmm.
that
yeah,
we
I
had
remember.
To prepare for.
Yeah.
And I had some sleepless nights in the midst of that, of concern of what's going to happen. And I'm laying there in bed. I'm going, you know, I'm a child of God. I can have peace in this situation. And, you know, the way the Lord kind of speaks to us in our heart, in our mind, and lets us, you know, that's kind of the way he talks to us at times. And it was like, he said, I got your back. I'm like, okay. And during the day, we were dealing with situations. I got your back. And I'm like, okay. And you know what? He did.
He did. And, it all turned out.
I mean, at that, the beginning part of it, it was stressful for
right.
me. I was waking up. I wasn't sleeping well. I'm like, God, help me with this. Give me sleep. I got your back. And he did.
You know, we don't condemn you, audience, for having those difficult moments of stress. We have all been there. We are all there still. We're human, just like y'all. And so, y'all. And, you know, there are those times that we all go through the stress and the pain of the what ifs and the worry, etc. But the older I get, the more I'm catching it quicker. And I guess that's the best thing. Catch it quicker. Stop it. In its tracks.
Right.
You know, it's just like a cold. I am a big proponent of vitamin C, okay? And when I feel, for years, I've been taking vitamin C. When I feel some little sniffle coming on, man, I double up on my vitamin C because I know that in the past it's worked for me, okay? So for that, it's just like that with God. When we feel the sick worry coming on, you know, I'm worried sick. And when we feel it coming on, we've got to get there and be proactive. God will make a way. We've got choices. Pastor Jim, talk to me.
Well, it's like taking...
You're like, I got to talk. I got to talk.
It's like taking that airborne stuff. You know, you've seen the commercials.
Yeah, I do.
I'm not doing a product plug. I'm just using that as a great example. But
right.
That's being proactive or like probiotics or something, or even
I'll be doing that when I fly in a couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's a way of being proactive.
Yes.
Well, if you get into these habits
right.
of just praising God.
Yes.
In the good times. I mean, because some people don't even do that in the good times. And,
right.
you know, it's a good place to start because obviously you're, you know, in a good place to do it. But then you can get in the habit of starting to just. Because praise means you're putting him back on the throne.
Exactly.
David also said, you know, he sits enthroned on the praises of Israel. God,
oh, yeah.
God gets enthroned. He gets the proper lordship when we praise him. And that enables us to, again, to see him as in control when things look out of control. At least it helps me to see that he's in control when I just praise him. And I think of that verse in Isaiah. Chapter 26, verse 3.
Yes.
The steadfast in mind you
yes.
will keep in
perfect
peace,
peace
because he trusts in you. And,
woo.
I mean, that's the whole thing. You can't be at peace unless you trust God. Because unless you know, and I believe, I mean, this is almost not a gift of the Holy Spirit, gift, but, I mean, it's a revelation
yes.
from the Holy Spirit
sure
to
is.
Get this. Because you can't have that peace without knowing that ultimately God is in control.
Right.
And I totally agree with what you said earlier about, you know, you're not ignoring the problem. You're not minimizing the problem. It's not like it, you know, you're just pretending it doesn't exist.
No, it's not like that.
But you free yourself up by trusting in God and praising God. You free yourself to let God work, to let God show you ultimately what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, if you sit and grumble and grouse and just gripe about stuff, you're going to be stuck. You're going to need an attitude adjustment.
Yes. Yes. We'll let Nan tell you about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But
it's true. I mean... It all depends on letting God be God, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about it before. Unfortunately, he gave us free will. So,
you know,
we can choose to be at peace or we can choose to be in chaos.
Yes.
It's our choice. And that's what we've been talking about with the peace thing is these are things you can do to be at peace.
Right.
Well, there was a term you used, probiotics. What does mm-hmm. it go? Say it again. How do you say
probiotics?
Okay. I never heard of that until yesterday.
Oh.
at all. And I was with my roommate, and we were out doing some shopping, and she's like, you need to start taking that. I'm like, I never heard of it before. And I'm like, well, okay. And I've been having some problems. And so she says, you really need to take this. It might help you.
Yeah.
And just as she was looking with care and concern to me,
right,
saying, here's something I've got that can help you, so are do we with
yes,
each other
yes.
and with the listening audience that we share, hey, we've got something to share with
this you.
This
will help
can you. Have prevailing peace. So that it's my choice. It was my choice to take it. She bought it, and I took one yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to apparently do it every day. But it was my choice.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Every day
with my other vitamins and stuff. But that's my choice to take it. You know?
That's exactly
Like you were talking about people, God gave us free will, Pastor Jim. It's our choice whether we want to receive it.
Well, we're not hammering these truths at you, audience.
Oh, no.
We are suggesting that God has made a way, as that song said earlier, where there seems to be no way, because some people feel like their lot in life is to worry and fret and be anxious all the time. And we are saying very clearly and you know,
decisively.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for, that God will keep you in peace. Let's look at Isaiah 26:2-3 that Pastor Jim just quoted. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Verse 4 of Isaiah 26. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is the rock eternal. And so when we trust in him, then we can be in perfect peace. This series is walking in prevailing peace. And that means the peace that overcomes no matter what comes at you. No matter what's going on in your life, you can have that kind of peace. You know, I'm seeing all of these commercials constantly for this new thing where it's Fantasy Football League, and it's got a couple names, and I won't mention it. But
and it's under investigation.
Exactly. But you know what? It's constant all over the TV if you watch a football game, which I love to do. And it's constant, constant, constant. And they say, hey, you too can be a winner. Hey, you too. All it takes is a minimal investment, and you too, you know. Well, audience, as wonderful as that is for fantasy football, we're talking about life-changing experiences here on Living the Good Life. Our show is named that for a reason, because this is a good life. This is a good way to live. When you walk in perfect peace and your mind is steadfast on God, then, and you say, well, wait a minute, I understand the concept, but how do I get there if I'm not there right now? Back to Psalm 34. Let's go back there. Okay?
Can I just say one last thing about...
Yeah, sure.
You know, I love the word.
I do too.
And it's so... Look, in verse 3, the steadfast mind will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in him.
Right.
And then verse 4, trust in the Lord forever. Well, why? Because God the Lord, we have an everlasting rock. Again, it's that faith. The reason we can trust in God and have faith in him is because he is the everlasting rock.
Woo! Amen. Amen. Ha! He's so awesome. And that's why. Yes. And so let's go back to Psalm 34. I will. It's a choice. It's a decision. I will bless the Lord at all times, no matter what I'm going through. You say, but I've got a busy day. I got to go to work, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I can't. No, it's an inner awareness that you can go through your work day knowing that God is with you and in you, okay? And it, under your breath, inside your heart, you don't even have to say it out loud. Lord, I bless you. I praise you today for what's going on. Lord, I thank you that you got an answer to this problem I'm dealing with right here in my job right now. And God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Verse 2 of Psalm 34, my soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Okay, if any of you out there feel afflicted today, rejoice in this, that God will make a way, okay? And we can bless him. Verse 3 of Psalm 34, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. You know, it's an invitation, Pastor Jim, to get involved mm-hmm. with praising God. I love that. Glorify, David says, glorify the Lord with me. It's like across the centuries, David is still speaking to us. Do this and let us bless his name together. Whoa. Isn't that cool?
It's very cool. And I like that, thinking that David is speaking across the centuries. I mean, and it is, it's an invitation. Do this. I mean, and, you know, we're not called to do something just to do it. I mean, God always has a purpose in asking us to do something. So here right. it's, you know, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
Yeah.
You know, it's an invitation to, well, to come into God's presence and to exalt God, to put him back on the throne.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I know you were going to get to the next verse. You know, I sought, and here's David's confession.
It is his testimony. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I sought the Lord and he heard my cry and delivered me from all my fears.
You know, back in the day when I was a little kid, and you too probably, growing up in church, and my dad as a pastor would say a lot of times in the service, anybody have a testimony? Okay. And what was a testimony? A testimony was an opportunity. Nan, you grew up like that in your yes. church. We've yes. talked about that, where people were given an opportunity to
testify.
To declare, to say, hey, this happened, but God was right there and saw me through it. And here we have in verse 4 of Psalm 34, David is testifying across the centuries. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from a couple things that were bugging me. Is that what your Bible says in verse 4?
No, not mine.
Not mine.
No, what's it say?
All my fears.
Mm-hmm. He delivered me from all my fears. The word all is there in the original Hebrew. It is, I sought you, God, and it wasn't just a couple things you took care of for me, but you took care of everything that was bugging me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like David is going, I had all this junk bugging me, you know, if he were saying it in our vernacular today, you know. But God, you delivered me from all that crud, you know. That's my translation, but it's David's testimony here.
Amen. Cool. Well, yeah, and that's a really, well, I mean, the Psalms themselves are his testimony. And that's such a great way to look at it, because we also can have that testimony.
Yeah.
Well, I think all three of us have done that already in this show.
Right.
You know, we said, this is where God has worked in my life.
Yeah.
And a couple of times recently, I've read in 1 Samuel about where God helped the Israelites push back the Philistines. And Samuel was there and set up a rock and called it Ebenezer, Stone of Help.
Right.
Because thus far, to this boundary, God has helped us. And that's what testimonies do
right.
for us. When we have a testimony,
yeah,
then we can say, you know what? Here, right here, God helped me right here.
Exactly. We call them praise reports today.
Amen.
But, you know, as a kid in Wednesday night service that we had at my dad's church when he pastored us, when I was very little, under the age of 10, I remember Wednesday night services because he always gave more time for testimonies or praise reports, more time. And then there was this one little guy over on the, always sat in the same place, of course, because they do that, you know, and quarter over on the right side of the church, about the fifth pew up, I can still see him, you know, he was probably 90 something at this point, had a white handkerchief. And when he stood to begin to give his testimony about what God had done that week, or if somebody else was given an answer, the prayer that God had done that week, this little man, his name was Mark, he stood up and he would wave that white hanky just as hard as he could. And listen, they do that on the teams mm-hmm. all the time in sports. The Cubs last night, if I had a towel last night, a Cubs towel, I would have been waving it. Because when, you know, it's a declaration of, wow, that's cool. Come on, let's all rally around and let's get this answer. Let's get this blessing. And old Mark would stand up there. His last name was Sugart, and he was just a sweetheart. And he would stand up there, and he would wave that white hanky, and it was a testimony.
I'm sorry. I was picturing Vestal Goodman.
Yeah, Vestal Goodman
Vestal
did that with her
that
white hanky.
You bet she did,
she
and
get
that's
blessed.
Exactly why she did it.
Woo!
You know, maybe we need more white hankies.
Maybe we do.
Seriously. I mean, because I think sometimes I mean, like David here, I can't imagine him just saying this, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. No. I can just hear him. I sought the Lord and he heard my cry.
Yeah.
And delivered me from all my fear.
Yeah.
Your testimony is something you get excited about. And when right. God works in you Woo. And gives you that testimony, yeah, it's not something to, I mean, I get excited when God does something mm-hmm. for me. I mean, you know, we've had some really great praise reports just last couple of days.
Yeah.
You know, some relinquishment of some debt and with yeah. Betty, you know, for us. And then praise God, I got a praise report right now. I finished my certified application counselor training this morning. So
all right.
For work. So I had to get that done for work. And I just praise God.
Yeah.
He made it real smooth. So
praise
I mean,
God.
There's, you know, there's another testimony. God assisted with that. I mean,
yes.
seriously.
Yes.
And I'm so happy. But it's like, you get excited about that kind of stuff. It's like,
woo!
You know, when God does something, then you get excited. And
right.
God's peace is another thing to get excited about.
Right.
Because I know, I mean, and the older that I've gotten, chaos takes more of a toll than it used to. I mean, it used to be I'd kind of put up with it. Now it's like, uh-uh. It takes a physical toll. When
of course it does.
Either in my mind, and I'm sure some of our listeners are thinking the same thing, you know, when it's chaotic, it takes a toll on your mind. And,
right.
And it takes a toll physically, fatigue. I mean, it takes a lot of energy to be in chaos.
Right.
But
it does,
peace,
yes.
Peace is just resting.
And when we declare, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears, I don't know about y'all, but that's just a quick shortcut to peace right there.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to recognize that God's done it. You know what, dear friends, the healing has begun in you today. We believe it as you continue on with us in this show. It's a good segue into this next song, don't you think, Pastor Jim? Tell us about this song.
That's why I smiled, you know.
Tell us about this song. Yeah.
Well, the title, oddly enough, is The Healing Has Begun by Matthew West. It is a really, really good song. So I just encourage everybody, if you know it, sing along.
There you go.
If you don't, you know, listen to the words. Really let the words sink in, because it's really,
and claim
really,
it for yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Woo!
To live is Christ. I have a passion in my heart I've never known before that makes me love him more.
Hang on, I played the wrong song.
Game.
We are going to go to the right song, because that's the...
I was thinking, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like Matthew.
No, I played the wrong song. Here we go. This is it. This song's too important right this moment to go do the other
one.
You
have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall. Just let them fall. The healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. Mm-hmm. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name. Those tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain. 'Cause today is the day. Yeah, today is the day. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun.
from broken hearts, holding on to their guilt, thinking they fell too far. So don't be afraid to show them your beautiful scars, 'cause they're the proof. Yeah, you're the proof. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun.
Praise God. The healing has begun in you, dear one, right now, if you allow the Holy Spirit to do the work He wants to do in you. You know, as we talk about prevailing peace, we have to allow the healer to do the work, not in just in our bodies, but in our emotions, in our past, in our hurts. It's in all those things, isn't it, Pastor Jim? That,
well, yeah,
so much more.
And I like the way the song brings out, like, sometimes you just got to cry it out. That works for me a lot. But also, I love that line about show them your beautiful scars.
Oh, yes.
Because all of us carry scars from the past.
We do.
And sometimes we think they're just way too ugly to look at. And we have shame. The song talked a lot about shame and, mm-hmm. and kind of hiding from God. But one thing to remember, a scar is not an open wound.
Right.
It's a healed wound.
There you go.
And there may still be some scarring going on. You know, that you may have some scars, but they're beautiful because it shows where God worked. And that part of that song just touches me so much because, you know, we're all wounded somewhere. And I think for our listeners, if, you know, you may be wounded. You may be thinking, I'm too hurt. I'm too shamed. I'm too dirty, or whatever. God can't do anything with me or doesn't want to have anything to do with me. And that's just not...
It's not the case.
That's not the case at all, because God wants to let the healing begin in you. And, you know, that starts with coming to Him.
Amen.
And, you know, we've talked earlier about how God's a faithful God, and God obviously is a loving God, because, you know, the Father sent His Son for each one of us.
Amen.
And He wants to take those wounds and turn them into beautiful scars.
Absolutely.
And, you know, He wants to love on you,
right,
basically. And He just wants to take away all the pain and the hurt and the chaos and replace all that with peace and healing.
Amen. Ooh, good point. Nan, did God give you a poem during that song?
He did.
You want to read that?
Yes.
Thank you, PJ.
My computer just did something very strange. We're going to have to come back to this poem in a minute. I don't know what my computer just did.
Okay. Okay. Let's go back to Psalm 34 while she finds it.
Could I say something along the lines of what
you
he
may.
Was saying?
Yes, yes.
What... He gives such a great analogy of, you know, when we have some sort of wound has happened.
Yeah.
I was reminded of about 3 years ago, and you'll probably remember it, when I got really bad cut on my leg.
Yes.
And I didn't treat it with anything because I normally don't treat them with anything. You know,
and
they just go away. Well, this one did not go away.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into staph infection.
Yeah, it was bad.
And it was really, really bad. And I mean, I was in my doctor's office 4 times within 9 days because I was just so, I don't want this to go bad or what, you know, what's happening with it. And it was like her administering the
antibiotics?
Yeah, the antibiotics and all the stuff and what to do with the wound and everything. It got me through that it didn't get any worse than what it was. And I have a scar now from it, you know. But I had fallen down. It had happened. I have a scar. But it healed.
Yes.
And just like, you know, spiritually,
mm-hmm.
we get healed. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it takes us a little bit to get to the doctor. Dr. God.
Dr. Jesus.
Dr. Jesus, you know. And it took me a little while. Remember, I texted Connie, who was a nurse. And well, what happened, I described it. I guess my description of it wasn't totally accurate of the way that it looked. I didn't do it well. And as soon as she saw the picture, she's like, you need to go to the doctor now. You
know? I remember the picture.
Yeah, I do, too.
It's very gross.
It was gross.
That's why I remember it.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up,
no
man.
Problem. Just
glad
memories.
I'm not eating anything in here.
I'm telling you. But it's a big deal. That's so much the way that Dr. Jesus does with
us.
He does. You know?
Praise God.
He just cleans us up, cleans it out, cleans us up. And we are left with scars, as you've already said. But like you said, Pastor Jim, they're not open wounds. They're scars.
They're scars.
Yes.
And it just hit me, those scars are our Ebenezers, our stones. Thus far, God has helped me.
Our memories.
Yeah. I mean, thus far, God has helped me. I mean,
if
for someone who's maybe been, abused as a child, God takes that and heals it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though there's still maybe some scarring, you can say, thus far, God has helped me.
Well, Betty's got a scar down her chest now from open heart surgery.
Yes, she does.
But you know what? She's the healed one, and she's out of the hospital, and she's getting well, and she'll be back on the air here with us shortly. And, you know, that scar will forever remind her of the ordeal that she went through. But also, and I talked to her earlier about it, but it saved her life.
Mm-hmm.
She had a triple bypass. And you can walk around in this world and need a triple bypass or whatever. And until some episode happens, you may not even know you need it.
Right.
And it's spiritually, it's that way with us. Because we can go through life so often with these wounds that are so deep. And we don't have peace. We may have chaos. We may have every kind of restlessness and anxiety, and we may live in that place and not realize, wait a minute, if I had the surgery by Dr. Jesus, I could walk in prevailing peace. We're telling you that today, audience.
And sometimes we don't even know what the illness is.
No.
I mean, all we know is the outward symptoms, but we might not know the diagnosis.
Right.
And that's why you turn to Dr. Jesus.
That's right.
Because He can diagnose it,
mm-hmm.
and then begin, because He will show you what's
mm-hmm.
going on.
Yes.
And then he'll do the healing work.
Right.
He'll do the surgery, whatever it takes, and then the healing will begin.
Absolutely. I love this verse, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Because so often, I'm just going to throw this out here, audience. I believe one of the main reasons people don't walk in peace is because of fear. And fear is, and we've used this acronym many, many times, false evidence appearing real. Okay? That's a good way to think about fear. False evidence appearing real. It looks like it's there. The enemy's attacking you. This is going to, you're going to die of this. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. You're going to die. Da, da, da. You know, but so often we just need to be delivered from that fear so that we can walk in God's peace.
Mm-hmm.
When our mind is stayed on you, we can walk in that perfect peace. This is good.
And it says, I sought the Lord.
Yes.
I mean, there's a little bit for us to do there. We seek, He hears, He delivers.
He delivers. I landed on Psalm 29:11 this morning and got so happy. I had given this verse to my oldest son a few years back when he was going through a real difficult time. And I just kept saying, read this, meditate on this verse. This is what you need. And, of course, God did see him through all that. Psalm 29:11 says, the Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace. It's a blessing. I love Psalm 29:11. The Lord gives strength to His people. There's an old song we used to sing at my church in Indiana, Cornerstone. He gives strength to me as I worship Him. And my mouth is filled with praise. Jesus breaks the bands as I lift my hands, bringing glorious victory. Okay? He gives strength to me as I praise him. And it says here, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. It's a blessing. You can have it. It's yours. It's not just for ministers and evangelists and missionaries. It's for every single one of us. The Lord gives peace. So verse 5 of Psalm 34, those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. I like that you brought that out, PJ, I think it was, or maybe it was Nan, that in that song, The Healing Has Begun, he talks about shame here and there, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. And I love this verse, Psalm 34, 5. Those who look to him, that's God, are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Why? Because we can go back to Psalm 29, 11, and here it is one more time. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. So when we look to him, we realize, wait a minute, I got a free gift here. How do you feel when you get a coupon in the mail of something that you didn't know you were getting, or maybe you knew you were getting? I got a $100 card yesterday in the mail from an appliance store in town, because I finally got a new washer and dryer that I've needed for 20 years. Recently, hit a big sale, and they said, oh, here's a perk. Within a few weeks, you'll get a $100 gift card to come back and buy more in our store, of course. But it was kind of cool to open that envelope yesterday, and there was that free gift.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can go spend that $100 and another few dollars more. Obviously, they got me back in. But that's still, it's one of those perks. And those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. That's the perk right there. You open it and you realize, whoa, I don't have to be bogged down in the shame. Talk to me about that, Nan. And then Pastor Jim, I love that verse. Woo. It's verse 5.
Well, it's... We don't need to be ashamed. You know, sometimes Satan would want to try to make us feel bad because of where we've been or what we've done.
Right.
And that's a trick of his to
yes.
try to keep us separated from what we can have that's available to us. My computer's back up now. It decided to configure.
Okay, read that, and then we'll get to Pastor Jim after the hour, because I didn't even realize that our time is what it is right now. It's already almost 3:57 here, so we've got to go to our other stuff we got to do. Go ahead and read your poem.
It's called The Healing Has Begun. The healing has begun in your life. Trust me. Look to me. Believe me. When you look to me for all that you need, you will receive peace and be set free. There are many things that you have in your mind, so many things that negatively affect you. I'm moving in your situations even this day, and of this day you will certainly make it through. I only desire the very best for you. Receive my peace, for it is a gift. Of your circumstances, you will receive guidance, and by my strength you will feel a lift. Will you accept my peace?
Oh, that is excellent. Gives us a good talking point to start off this next hour in a couple minutes. Pastor Jim, you and Betty head up the prayer team, and now you've been joined by another one of our people, Shell.
Yeah.
And welcome, Shell, to the prayer team, who has been sending out these prayer requests that come from everywhere, all over. Tell us a little bit, just about 1 minute.
Okay, we have a prayer request. You can send us your prayer requests at prayers, plural, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at bohmglobal.com. Betty, Shell, or myself will pick them up, and we'll take your request. We'll write a prayer for everybody to pray together, so we're all kind of praying on the same page. And we don't just pray to be talking. We pray because we believe God answers prayers. And Betty, a member of the prayer team, can now very strongly attest to that. You know, and then when God answers your prayer, send us back an email. Let us know that God has answered your prayer, because I do keep track of those.
Absolutely.
You know, again, those are our Ebenezers. Thus
right.
far, God has helped us.
Yes. So we want to hear from you, and do that. Please send your prayer requests in, prayers at bohmglobal.com, and you can be on the prayer team. We've got people scattered all over creation. So
yes,
you
want
to be on the prayer team, just write an email, and the prayer team chairman's will pick that up and put you on there. And just say, put me on there as part of the prayer team. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. And Friday night, every Friday night in our area, we have what we call the Friday Gathering, which is people who come together at a designated location. Right now we're meeting at the Ramada Inn in Clearwater, 3580 Almerton Road. In Clearwater, 6:30, we start around 6 with prayer requests and praise reports. We go into time of worship and interactive Bible study. Bring your Bible, notebook, everyone's welcome. That is this Friday night at 6:30 and every Friday night, and we welcome you to join us for that. So don't forget the prayer team. And also we have a show on Thursday night. We'll tell you about that in a minute, but let's go to station identification. Here we go.
Double.